Welcome back. You guys missed us. I got Dr. Dollar.
Hey, Captain Brian. How are you, buddy?
It's been so long. You had such a big...
Oh, I missed you. I missed you.
You had such a big Christmas break. You forgot about me.
I didn't forget. I believe me, every time I watch on Instagram, I watch on Facebook, you do a couple of things for me. One, you put a smile on my face, and that's priceless. Because, again, it motivates me. It motivates me to say, you know what? This is funny, yet educational. So I watch your videos, and I learn one little thing. And it could be something that people say, well, it's nothing serious. Well, it's nothing serious. Obviously, you didn't think about that. Somebody else thought about that, and they became successful. And so I'm so excited to be back with you every Tuesday afternoon.
I missed you
as well, buddy.
You're so busy.
We are very, very busy. You know,
which
we start
is great.
At 5. Love it. Start at 5 in the morning every morning here, and we go until 4 p.m. Nonstop. You know, it's and my phone is ringing all the time, and I'm loving life. Feel
so
blessed.
Well, you should be. It's an amazing thing, and the office looks great. All
Thank
the employees
you.
Are smiling. Everybody's happy. What a life.
Absolutely. Absolutely blessed. You know, Captain Brian, every morning I wake up at about 4:45. The first thing I do, I thank God. I thank God because I thank God to be alive, first of all. I thank God that because the alternative, you know, we know very well, you could be not alive.
Of
you
course.
Can be... We are more than we imagine how fortunate we are. I just, over Christmas, we were in Peru, in a place called Machu Picchu. It's a very spiritual place. And the average person in that area makes $100 a year.
So how do they manage for that? How does that work?
And you know what? They have a smile on their face. So it's amazing how, with $100 a year, they manage and they are not complaining and they feel blessed. One, they don't know any better. That's the number.
Yeah.
You know, it's always if you have money and you lost it, it's much worse than not having money at all.
Right.
And they feel good about it. I mean, they play, you know, a little soccer on the field there with nothing, and they feel great about it. So.
And what were you doing in Peru?
So we went to a place. We went to Lima, and then we went to Machu Picchu. Very spiritual, felt connected. Did a lot of hiking with the family. Amazing. It was a bucket list place that we really wanted to go. And
I hear people say they're going to go to Machu Picchu, right?
Right.
That's popular right now.
It is very popular, but we did hiking in the mountains. I mean, one day we climbed 14 kilometers in the mountains. I mean, remember, the altitude there is about 12,000 to 14,000 feet. So it's a high altitude. You feel it's difficult to breathe.
That's amazing. So I get that question a lot. What do you do? How do you stay on the video all day? How do you go live all the time? How do you have time to manage going to the comedy club, running the restaurant, streaming live on Facebook, doing all the podcasts, the Captain's Vlog, meeting you? How do I do that? The thing
you know what? When I watch you, I admire you. You're going to tell us in a few minutes how you're going to do that. How do you do that, which is impressive. I see all the stuff that you do, how you have a big smile on your face all the time. And I wonder myself, how do you do that, Captain?
The interesting thing is for me, it just seems normal. Like, I don't sit down and, like, drink a cup of coffee and just rest. If I am sitting down, my mind is going already, what am I going to do next? What's happening? What am I missing? How am I going to create the next video? What's going to happen when the doors open at the comedy club? Tomorrow, I have a new show going on. How do I market it? That's just how I think.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe. It's fun, but I can tell you that there's always positives, but there's going to be a negative. You know what the negative is? Is sometimes I drive people crazy around me because they're like, don't you just need a minute to relax?
And you know, people like you really don't need a minute to relax. Relaxation is what you do give you satisfaction, give you happiness.
Yeah.
And so you don't need that minute to relax.
It's not but the relaxing part.
Let me ask you, I never asked you that question before. Do you have any rituals that you do, for example, in the morning or when you bike, or what do you do?
I do. That's funny you ask. In the morning, I always feel like you have to make your bed.
Okay.
When I get up, no matter what, I make the bed.
I like that.
And then I feel like I did something, right?
I like that.
And then when I'm in the shower, oh my God, that's when all the magic happens.
Okay.
Right away, I start coming up with ideas of what I'm going to do for the day.
Yeah.
I usually don't have it planned
until
I get up and hit the shower.
Okay.
I have no agenda.
Okay.
But these things just instantly start going, and my mind starts going and going and going. And if someone's there to talk to me, forget about it, because I start getting it all out, and I sound like a madman.
Yeah.
But that's what I do. I line up my day, and most of the time, by the time I get out of the shower, I already have 10 things I need to get accomplished.
Love it.
And that's
how
I work.
Do you write them down, or what?
I message myself.
You message
yourself. I'm a terrible speller and a terrible writer, which is probably why I don't comment a lot, because if I do, I'm going to spell something
wrong. The K next week. K is the most I've seen from the captain.
But I don't spell very good, and I never did. And it's something, I'm sure that there's got to be some kind of dyslexia or something running through my head. But overall, when I write things, I do make mistakes in the grammar, so I don't tend to write a lot of things down.
Sure.
But I'll dictate, and I use video, and I use audio, which is why my podcast is really good, which is why I do good with the video stuff.
Yeah.
But when I write, I'm not going to go and write a novel.
Sure.
Someday I want to write a book, but I need a writer. I need a ghostwriter.
And you can. And you know, I'm thinking about it. One day we'll do a podcast about how to write a book, and I really want to write a book in the next couple of years. That's impressive. Captain Brian, that's truly impressive. You know, I thank God when I drive in my, when I'm in my car, this is my sanctuary. This is the time that I have time to think, to reflect on things. So when people are complaining about traffic, for me, I don't care, because it's the time for me to reflect about life.
I send video messages all the time too.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, if I have something to say, I'll just send a message on video, either to myself. Do you send messages to yourself? Because I feel like if I get those messages, I even send text messages to my own message where it shows that I sent it and I received it.
I do that sometimes. I send messages, or I put on my notes in my on my phone, or I take a picture of something that is important.
Yeah, and then what happens when you go through all your screenshots? You say, I don't know what the hell I took that picture
of. Why did I take a picture of that note?
What am I doing with this? I have no idea. But most of the time, it's for something. So I keep them for a while. And then I have to go and I clean them all out. What about your emails? How often do you clean those out?
Every day. Every single day. I read all my emails every single day.
And then you delete them?
If you send me email, I do delete the one that I don't need. So if you send me an email, I didn't reply, that means the same day, that means I did not receive that email. Very, very important for me. My email, the inbox is completely empty.
150,000 messages in my inbox. I bet you I have 150,000
I
get so many messages I can't even keep up.
But clean it up all the time.
I do go through every one, but I don't delete and hit like I just look at the preview. And if the preview is interesting, or if I know who it's from, I read every one. But there's so many, I can't keep track. How do you manage the time? Because there's other people out there that can't manage.
You know, I find the time. You know, everybody find excuses for everything. You know, I talk to about people about diet and behavior modification. Today I talked to this guy and he says, you know, I tried this, it doesn't work. I tried this, it doesn't work. We always find excuses. Oh, I have big bones. You know, how many times people told you, you know, I can't lose weight because I have big bones, or I have this. You know, we have to find the positive, how to tackle things. And you know, this is what I love about this podcast, because in this podcast, you give people the strategies, you give people the tools how to do things. For example, how to make a banana bread, or how to lose weight. I mean, different things, and it depends on your interest. Here we are talking about health and lifestyle and all the things that we care about. And we give them the strategies, we give them a good story behind it that keeps it interesting, and we give them, you know, the ability to start and you know, have that inertia, have that momentum to say, you know what, today is the day. And every day you have to think about live in the present. Today is your day. Don't live in the past. Why people, you know, they take antidepressant and they're still depressed? Because they live in the past. They don't live in the present.
I agree.
And frankly, we should not live too far in the future, because who knows what's going to be in the future? I mean, you live in the present. Brian, you are right now driving here in a nice car, air conditioned. He has a lot of cameras all around us. I mean, you should see this place. It's unbelievable. It's like a studio of a Hollywood studio.
Hey, my light guy, keep it down back there. Keep it down back
there. Bunch of little people here everywhere. It's amazing. Amazing, this place.
A drone flying over the head. This show's amazing.
So I really appreciate those podcasts that you do in different topics. And again, my affinity is towards healthcare. And you know, I just read an article by a guy from University of Michigan, and he says that 97% of Americans don't have healthy health lifestyle habits. So only 3% of us really preach what we practice, and we practice what we preach. So this is something that in the next few podcasts, we are going to motivate people to have responsibility about their health. Because again, when people tell me it's expensive to go to Whole Foods to buy organic, you know, whatever you're buying, a chicken or whatever it is,
right,
you know what's expensive? Going to the doctor.
Got
you know what's expensive? Going to the hospital. You cannot afford going to the hospital.
Right.
You have to be a billionaire in America if you don't have insurance to go to the hospital.
Absolutely.
Even with insurance, your copay, your deductible, this, it's outrageous. So staying healthy, believe it or not, buying healthy food, eating healthy, not eating crap, extremely cheap. It's not expensive.
I go to the gym. I like to work out, but I also like all food. So what's my go-to move if I have a craving?
Oh, very good question. So I don't have a sweet tooth. I like food. I like food, so I like to have healthy food. So if you decide to have fish, buy, you know, wild caught fish. Don't buy, you know, farm raised fish. If you, and again, it doesn't need to be expensive fish. You don't need to spend $30 a pound. You can buy for $7 a pound, you know, a nice red snapper. And those prices that I just told you, I was at Whole Foods on Sunday, and that was the price, $7 a pound for snapper. For red snapper, not bad.
No, that was cheap.
Cheap, I know. It was on sale. You have to have the Amazon card. You have to have all this stuff. But big deal, $7, great price. So for me, is to go to for real food, and you know, I do like some fruit and vegetables. I mean, you know, I grab an apple. I will grab an orange. I will do all this stuff. Again, healthy habits, not that difficult. But you will never see me at Taco Bell. Ever. If you ever see me at Taco Bell, don't talk to me anymore. You know, that's...
I've eaten Taco Bell probably 15 times my whole life. How many times have you eaten?
I probably ate maybe more than that, but it was in college. You know, I used to live, my apartment was right on top on Com Ave in Boston. You know Com Ave in
right,
Boston.
Right, of course.
So I used to live right on top of a Taco Bell. So the Taco Bell down, and one of the girls I used to date, she used to work there. And so I used to eat, I didn't pay for the food. But it was horrific food. But I was, you know, I was young. I could do whatever I wanted. I was invincible. But today, if I eat one Taco Bell, I will probably, I don't know if I'll make it.
Really?
It's deadly.
I just come back from Las Vegas, and I cheated every day, I have to admit.
Sure.
But I did work out before and after. I was only there 3 days. So I cheated for 3 days, but I had to work out before I got there, and
like
the second I got back.
Like when you say you cheated, you mean like what, you had the burger? What
yeah, I ate at Italy. You ever been there?
Yes, I've been in Italy.
Oh my God, I ate every place.
And you know what? That's okay. That's not bad food. That's you know, that's not horrible food. Horrible
right.
food are really the big time processed food. You know, the food that you buy for 49 cents,
right.
You know, when there's a taco or burger for 49 cents, you are in the food business. You understand you cannot make something for 49 cents. It's not possible.
No.
You know, it's not, how can you do that? How can you buy a bun and a burger and everything and cheese and lettuce and all this stuff for 49 cents?
And make it valuable for your body.
Correct. Right.
Zero nutrients.
Right. Zero nutrients. Absolutely. So again, healthy habits, healthy eating. Whether you're going to the gym and paying $100 a month or $10 at some other gym, or just doing it yourself, doing some push-ups and pull-ups, and you don't really need to spend that money. It's not that expensive to stay healthy. It's very expensive, very, very expensive not to stay healthy.
I wanted to ask you this question. I saw a health fitness person on Instagram mentioning that the first 7 minutes when you wake up, your body's creates some kind of I don't know, enzyme or something. What's it called?
Okay.
Is this a thing that burns the most calories in the first 7 minutes when you wake up out of bed?
No, there's no such a thing.
So I thought so. I thought she was full of bull.
Yeah, there's no such a thing. It's true that the testosterone level that you have in your body is higher in the morning.
I didn't know where she was going with this. I couldn't even figure out.
Yeah,
she said
there's no
the
such
first
a
7 minutes you burn
no.
the most calories. She said even if you do 15 sit-ups and 20 jumping jacks, you're going to burn in 7 minutes more calories than you are if you're not during those 7 minutes when you wake up.
No. There's no...
I mean,
you burn
heard
the
that.
Same calorie you burn you know, in the morning or at night, the amount of calories that you burn doing, you know,
pull-ups. You can't believe everything you hear on the internet. See?
Except on this podcast.
Exactly.
Everything we say is vetted. I mean, we have people that vet everything we say. We have fact-checked.
Yeah, we have checks and balances.
All the time. On the everything we say, somebody is checking on Google.
They make us walk the plank otherwise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, no. You really don't need to wake up in the morning and to do 20 push-ups. It would be nice if you can, but some people, their joints hurts a little bit. You don't have the time. Do it whenever you can. I mean, really, it's true. It doesn't make any difference when you do it. Your testosterone level is higher in the morning. There is a circadian rhythm for younger people. When I say younger people, less than 50, that the testosterone is higher in the morning and you have less testosterone at night. As a result, we can fall asleep and we can do other things that we don't need to be that alert for. That's why in the morning we're more focused. And again, the morning time is the best time to do activities overall because your brain is very, very focused.
Well, listen, I think that we know we're on the right track. We know that every Tuesday, we're going to be here at 2:30 live.
Every Tuesday, we're
every
going to
Tuesday,
be here at 2:30.
Every Tuesday, 2:30 live. You guys can send us your comments, ask us your questions, tell us everything that you want to know, because we want to hear what you're interested in, right? And when we're scrolling through, let's see, Mal, we get all kinds of people on here. Petey. All kinds of people. I don't know. There's
love
so
it.
Many.
Love it.
Johnny Peasy. They're all up there. But anyway, you guys, ask us your questions. Dr. Dollar's specialty, obviously, is men's and women's sexual well-being and positivity and health. And he's got way more answers than I got. But I'm just here to have a good time and enjoy all his knowledge. You know what I mean? So, listen, guys, DM us your questions. Come back to us. We're going to answer them live. The Captain's Log with Dr. Dollar, and we're every day, but don't forget on Tuesdays at 2:30, you're going to see Dr. Dollar, and he's got your health right in the palm of his hand. Be good.
Take care.
Thanks, Doc.
Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
See ya. We're out, guys.